Mix 94.7 KMCH, part two of our guest of the day, Marcel Kalkutsky, along with us, by the way, Dyersville Beckman. You have brought a cast of thousands with you this morning, sir.
Yes, we did. So one of the things we've talked about when I've been over for some of the visits is our science research program.
Mm-hmm.
And so science research fairs season's over in terms of things in the state. So we thought I could pull some kids to talk
about
it.
Bring them along. We can talk about it.
So last month we had the State Science and Technology Fair of Iowa, SFTFI, I've got the acronym right, which is held down on the Iowa State University campus. It's also sponsored by the Iowa 4-H Association.
That's a lot of letters. SSTFI at ISU, sponsored by IA 4-H.
Yes. Wow. There you go. So one of the things that is at that fair is they award a traveling trophy every year to the top research school in the state of Iowa. And it's been a couple years since it's been back at Dyersville, but it is back at Beckman Catholic.
Boom,
so one of the things that happened down there is that we were awarded the Clay Groff Memorial Trophy. So we've been recognized as the top research school in the state again. That's due to the work that the students that are with me this morning do. So I'm going to let them talk more about science research and some of the projects that they've done, their current projects. The students that are with me this morning also all have qualified for the National FFA Agri-Science Fair because they were our state winners. We had 34 students participate, and 24 of those 34 qualified for nationals.
Wow. Congratulations
to
you guys.
An excellent year by Mrs. Mauser, our FFA advisor, and Mrs. Kleesner, who's our research teacher.
And she's in Arizona right
Correct.
Now.
Correct. So we had two students. One of the contests that our students participate in also, not all of them, some of them have that opportunity, is the Junior Humanities, JSHS, Junior Science Humanities Symposium, that's sponsored at the University of Iowa Bell and Blank Center, along with the United States Military. And so we had two students, Libby Knipper and Jasmine Hager, who came in the top five in the state there. They had an all-expense-paid trip to Albuquerque. So they left yesterday morning, and they'll compete in the national JSHS contest today, tomorrow, and come back on Saturday.
Well, good luck to them.
Yes.
And so hopefully we wish them the best.
Well, next month we can give you some updates
on
how they do.
There
That's
you
possible.
Go. Well, let's start going around the room. Tessa, how are you? Oh, I got to turn your microphone on. How are you?
I'm good.
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Tessa Tauke, and I'm a junior at Beckman Catholic, and I've been doing research since eighth grade, so this is my fourth project this year.
And on what subject matter, do you know?
So this year, I chose to do a project on welding, so I looked at the UV light that was emitted from welding to see if the PPE that welders are using, as well as farmers, is protecting their health.
I just went cross-eyed when you told me that. You know what I worked on in high school? What makes an earthquake? And like, why do buildings fall over? How and you this alone project since eighth grade then?
No, I've done four completely different projects
okay.
each year. So my first year, I did a project on tape and adhesives. And then I moved on to trailer connectors between trucks and trailers and corroding them and trying to reestablish their connection for farmers when they're roadside so it's safer for them. And then prior to this project, I did a project on black walnuts, which are toxic to vegetable garden plants. So I looked at the different properties of that.
What are your future plans when you're done with Dyersville Beckman? You plan on ruling the world or just part of it? What?
I really don't have my future plans determined right now, so I'll probably go to a four-year university, but that's about as far as I know.
Awesome. We'll come back to you. You want to pass the microphone off to John Paul. How are you, sir? How are things?
Good. How are you?
Good. Tell me a little bit about you. Introduce yourself, and let's talk about your project.
I'm John Paul Grebner. I'm a junior at Beckman as well. And this year, me and a partner worked on a project where we looked at contaminants in floodwaters and how they affect CRP seedings. So.
Okay. And how much time did you put into that?
We kind of got a late start, but we've been working on it since January, and then we had our competitions in March and what have you there. So.
And what are your plans after Dyersville?
Probably a four-year university or maybe a tech school or something like that, but plans aren't really set in stone
Okay, gotcha. Well, you pass the microphone off to Joe over there. Joe, I'm going to stand up so I can see it. Joe, introduce yourself, please.
So I'm Joe Schneider. I'm also a junior at Beckman, and I've been doing science fair for since seventh grade now, so I've had just a lot of experience, a lot of different projects. I've been doing partner projects and like physical science, so
okay.
And then also biological projects.
What was your big topic du jour this go around?
This time I was my partner was John Paul, and we.
Oh, so that guy right there. He said my partner didn't even name you.
Didn't name me.
Wow.
So we looked at conservation reserve program, CRP species, and like how different pollutants affected their germination.
All right. How would you describe the partnership? I mean, who's the one that does the most work out of you two?
I couldn't say. We shared it pretty good. We shared it pretty good.
Good answer. What are your plans after Dyersville?
A university. I was thinking kind of Iowa State, something to do with chemistry because that's what I enjoy doing.
Okay. Well, let's stay with you and we'll kind of work our way back. What is it about the science and the science fair and the research that keeps you going and you enjoy so much about it?
I just like meeting other people and like it's just working with like different technology, learn new, like as much stuff as I can, new things every time. But then also, yeah, just talking to people, like building social skills or whatever, like just knowing how to talk one-on-one with different judges and like even kids that come up and ask you questions about your project.
Okay. You hand the microphone off to John Paul. John Paul, who's the hardest worker in your partnership? You or him?
I don't know.
Well, I figured one of you would crack. It's definitely me.
There's a trade-off. I mean, you do certain things or whatever, but it usually works out. So.
What do you enjoy so much about the science program and getting how far you guys have gotten with this, too?
I really enjoy the competitions. I mean, sometimes I'm not the best getting things done on time or whatever, but it usually gets done in the end. But
that honesty will take you a long way, though, John Paul, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's just a good experience, and I like finding problems to solve and stuff like that. So,
and we'll let Tessa go last here. Tessa, you are decorated when it comes to this world here. What is it that you enjoy so much about it?
I think the biggest thing that I enjoy is just meeting all the different people. It's really fun when you go to a fair and you get to talk to everyone around you and obviously the judges and things like that. Travel has been a huge thing too. I've gone to Indianapolis and then Arizona, so it's always fun to getting to experience that type of thing and just building on like the important life skills that you need in the future. So communication and writing our research papers and things like that. I just feel really prepared for whatever I'll go into in the future.
Well, congratulations to you three and Marcel. What a great representation of not only Dyersville but Iowa as well.
Correct.
In the Midwest.
Yep, it is. And you know, we said we've got kids in Albuquerque this weekend. We have two students that'll be in Atlanta for the International Science and Engineering Fair in May because of their accomplishments at the Eastern Iowa Science Fair, which was up here in Cedar Rapids, and then the State Science Fair that was down in at Iowa State in March. So we had one student actually who won both contests or was recognized at both contests. But you only get to go to ISEF for one of them. So, I mean, but that's really a great accomplishment. And like we said, it's due a lot to the hard work that these students put in. Some of these students take this as a class, but there's a good chunk of them that just do this to do this.
Extracurricular, yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, that's a testament to our students and again to Mrs. Mauser and Mrs. Kleesner for all the hard work that they put in. Mrs. Kleesner, who's our retiring teacher, unfortunately, is planning to still work with research. We're going to make it work so she can do that because she still wants to do that. Was also recognized in the State Science Fair Hall of Fame as well for the work that she's done as well. So we're blessed to have good staff that help with it. Also blessed to have great kids who are interested and have passion in this area.
Do you remember what your high school science fair project was?
I did not have one in high school. My sixth grade science fair project, though, I do remember because I made it from our school one to the regional one. It was on using different oils and different types of popcorn to determine how many old maids you had left at the end.
What was the best oil?
Oh, that's, I'm going to remember. I think safflower oil, actually.
Okay.
And really, was that it? No, now I know. Now I know that really dealt with the temperature you get the oil up to is more important than the type of oil that you use. But
ongoing learning, that's what that is.
The type of oil you use can have a higher temperature, so there is some pieces to that.
And the big takeaway was kids don't use WD-40 when you're doing that popcorn because it won't help at all. John Paul, Tessa, and Joe, congratulations to you guys. Marcel, always good to see you.
You too. Thanks, Justin.
We'll put this online in their picture, and you'll see their smiling faces online at kmch.com.